Let's go to Eric calling from Hurricane, West Virginia. Now, that's a pretty cool name for a town, huh? Hurricane, West Virginia. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
How are you, my friend? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm new to the Catholic faith, and I haven't been baptized yet.
Yes.
So I was wondering if, like, what if I were to die before I was baptized or take any of the other sacraments? Would I still go to heaven?
That is a great question, Eric. In fact, the Council of Trent answered that question in its section on baptism. It declares that not only on baptism, but also on the sacrament of penance, the Council of Trent says the sacrament or the desire therefore is sufficient. So you who are on your way to being baptized, if you were to die in that state, you would receive what we call the baptism of desire, and that is the grace of the sacrament without actually having received the sacrament. So the bottom line is, my friend, you are covered. You just need to continue to prepare what the Council of Trent also called to prepare for the grace of the sacraments, because, Eric, already God is giving you particular graces. The reason why you're calling right now and you have a concern is because God is giving you graces that cause you or enable you to be concerned. That's a sign that the grace of God is already there drawing you to the sacrament. And that's a sign that you would receive the grace of the sacrament if you were to die. Does that make sense? And the same for other folks that are listening with the sacrament of penance. The Council of Trent said the sacrament is necessary if you commit a post-baptismal mortal sin, but it says the sacrament or the desire, therefore, is sufficient. Does that help, Eric?
Yes, sir. That helps.
All right. Well, listen, do me a favor, would you? When you come into the church, can you call us back?
Yeah.
Because I would love to hear, we would love to hear of your experience when you receive our Lord for the first time. All right, is that a deal?
Yeah. The
sounds like we have another question. Yes.
The priest of the local church, I was going to say that he's real old school and he only wants to do baptisms during Lent, so it might be a while before I call back.
Only baptism? Well, I think that might be a bit confused. Usually baptisms are done during the Easter season. I've not heard of only during
that. That's what I'm.
Okay.
That's kind of what I meant.
Oh, okay. You meant during the Easter season. Okay. Yeah. Well, my brother, let me tell you that it is worth the wait. As a convert myself, I can tell you, I remember when I came into the church, I was so excited because basically, my friend, I read my way into the Catholic faith. And when I first met with a Catholic priest, I could not. Number one, you know, in one sense, and Chris Check just walked in the studio here, our president here at Catholic Answers. In one sense, I couldn't wait to receive the sacrament, but it was really, for me, it was daunting. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I worthy? And of course I'm not, to receive God, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So Eric, you know, prepare well. By the way, you haven't been baptized yet, so you're going to become a saint, my friend. When you come into the church, I had already been baptized, so I had to go to confession and prepare myself. And I can remember it was joyous, but it was also daunting. But when I actually received Eric, it was one of the most glorious experiences of my entire life. And I pray it'll be for you as well. Thanks so much for your call, Eric.